USA Radio News.
Congress has voted to avert the rail strike amid dire warnings. The Senate passed a bill to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. That settlement had been rejected by four of the 12 unions involved, creating the possibility of a strike beginning December 9th. The Senate vote came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now will be sent to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Another round of sanctions are happening for North Korea.
The U.S. is preparing another round of sanctions on North Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke via video link to a conference in Seoul and said the U.S. has a new set of sanctions coming forward, quote, as we speak, unquote. Sullivan did not share specifics, but said the U.S. was remaining steadfast in its goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and working with partners on how to achieve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The names and personal information of more than 600 non-citizens were posted on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement website mistakenly. Moscow police have provided new details in the investigation of four murdered University of Idaho students on November 13, 2022. The police revealed a sixth person is listed on the lease at the King Road home where the four students were killed. However, they do not believe this person was at the house at the time of the murders. At this time, there is not a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The company behind a popular line of laundry detergent and cleaning products has issued a voluntary recall due to possible bacterial contamination. The laundress first issued a safety notice on November 17th, urging customers to stop using its products completely. Then, Thursday, the company expanded the safety notice into a recall. The complex bacteria is often, quote, resistant to common antibiotics, though they possess little medical risk to healthy individuals. An attorney for Harvey Weinstein at his Los Angeles rape and sexual assault trial told jurors that the prosecutor's case relies entirely on asking them to trust women whose testimony showed that they were untrustworthy. The 70-year-old former movie magnate is charged with raping and sexually assaulting two women and committing sexual battery against two others. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence for a conviction in New York for rape and sexual assault against two women. Prosecutors in Los Angeles completed their closing arguments early Thursday after giving most of it Wednesday and urging jurors to complete Weinstein's takedown by convicting him in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.